Garfo stood waiting to push off, as the badger went in turn to each of his otter friends, Shawdog, Soch, Marinu, and many others, saving his last farewell for Abruch and young Stug. Lona embraced Abruch warmly and clasped his paw. A tear coursed down the big badger's scarred face.
Farewell to you and your family, my good friend. I will never forget you and your son. You saved my life, cared for me, fed and nursed me. All I can give you in return are my thanks and undying friendship.
Abruch scuffed the ground with his rudder, then looked up at the big badger.
Friendship is the greatest gift one can give to another. You are a good beast, Lana. I know you would have done the same for me and mine if you found us lying hurt. Go on, mate. You go now. And now our thoughts are always with you.
Stug tugged at Lana's paw until the badger lifted the young otter and held him level with his eyes. His face solemn, Stug wiped a tear from Lana's striped muzzle.
Lan, there is something you can do for me and my father. Get Ragball and those sea rats so they don't hurt no more poor beasts.
The badger put Stug back down and stepped aboard the boat. Raising his bow, he called out as Garfo pushed off into the midstream.
Stug, my little mate, I swear by the fine string your father made for this bow, I will wipe Ragball and his sea rats from the land forever. This is my oath and my promise to you. Goodbye.
Putting aside the bow, he joined Garfo Troch at the paddling poles. Fighting away the tears, Lona did not look back as they sped downstream. Behind him, the tribe of Shore Dogs stood on the banks, singing an old sea otter song of farewell.
When the sun sets like fire, I will think of you. When the moon casts its light, I remember too. If a soft rain falls gently, I'll stand in this place, recalling the last time I saw your kind face. Good fortune go with you to your journey's end. Let the waters run calmly for you, my dear friend.
Garfo Troch had spent his life amid the northeast streams and rivers. There was no waterway for leagues that the burly otter was not familiar with. Lona obeyed his every order, backing and tacking down the broad stream. They made good progress. Midday found the Beetlebutt sailing smoothly, with a fair breeze running astern. Garfo shipped his long paddle, gazing up at the blue cloud-flecked sky.
Yeah, let we old lady drift for a while, mate. Belay that paddle and we'll all sail and take a bite to lunch.
They released the sail and made its ends fast to the cleats. Lona had been wondering when the otter's appetite was going to reappear. Together, they sat on the roof of the little midship's cabin, drinking cider and eating nut bread. Garfo chuckled as he watched the big badger consume his lunch.
No-ho! Ain't nothing wrong with a beast who can eat hearty, mate. That limp of yarn went so clear up with a good cruise. You won't be walking so much.
Lona liked the feel of a boat beneath his paws. He felt rested and well. Gesturing ahead, he inquired.
How long can we go by water, Garfo?
The otter refilled his beaker.
Almost into Mossflower. This old stream takes a turn there and runs back east. I can see you wondering how far ahead those vermin are.
Lona eyed him keenly.
Aye. Can you tell me, mate?
Garfo scratched his rudder thoughtfully.
Ragball has to go by land, since they ain't got no boat and there's too many of them for small river craft. Those sea rats should be well into Mossflower Wood by now. I'd say you was about 10 days behind them, Lona. But I can cut that down to 8 with some canny sailing. Don't fret, mate.
The badger's eyes narrowed. The look on his ruined face caused the otter to shudder. Lona laughed mirthlessly.
Oh, I'm not fretting at all. I'll catch up to them, for sure.
The country they were sailing through was open, with no tree cover. Gradually, it ran into hills and gorges, the stream banks growing higher on either side.